The Philippines is my political kaleidoscope.
These different stories fall into a perfect pattern. In that moment, all our lives appear to fit one into the other.
How it was, but it came, that there was nothing left for us to do but to take them on and to educate the Filipinos and uplift and civilize them as our fellow men for whom Christ also died. And then I went to bed and went to sleep and slept soundly. And the next morning, I sent for the chief engineer of the War Department, our map maker. I told him to put the Philippines on the map of the United States. And there they are, and there they will stay while I am president.
Sa mga isip ko na halong ang maraming buwan ng lakas. 8 million Filipinos who live in the countryside, but only a million work their own land. The sugar worker bites into a stick of cane. The land used to be ours, she says, spitting out the sugar pulp. Now it's not.
Rehas. Madilim, masikip at madumi. Kumpul-kumpul, tabi-tabi. Mga lumilipas na gabi sa likod ng rehas na doble-doble. Subalit mas nakakabahala. Kahit katawan may malaya, nakakulong ang diwa. Nakagapos at nabubusalan, dinustang katarungan. Ang pagtindig at paglaban sa bulok na katiwalian, sa pamamaslang at kawalang katarungan ay naging krimen sa bayan. Pero hindi ito ang katapusan. Sa loob ng masikip o malawak na piitan, habang may nakikibakang mamamayan sa lakas at kapangyarihan ng masang apit pinagsasamantalahan, tiyak makakamtan ang paglaya sa rehas ng lipunan.
At pwedeng gumawa ng anumang kriminalidad na hindi lilitisin sa Hustisyang Pilipinas. Ganun lang po kasimple yun, mga kasama. 10 bahin ng dokumentong pinipilit. Pinipilit na palawigin kung ano ba talaga ang ibig sabihin, samantala alam na natin na ibig sabihin nito ay pagbibenta sa kinabukasan.
To me. Let's go!